Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Spring Film Festival season continues with Inside Out, the 2S LGBTQ plus film festival, which opens this Friday and runs through June 1st. The opening night show is a comedy, My Old Ass, starring Aubrey Plaza, and the closing night show is a must-see for Toronto music lovers. It's called We Forgot to Break Up and features tunes by iconic artists like Peaches, Gentleman Reg, The Hidden Camera, and Torquil Campbell of Stars. But this week I'm looking at two new movies, a mystery and a horror, about what can happen if you end up in a small town. There's a police detective caught in limbo, an outpost in the Australian outback, and a young couple looking for a way out of Venus, a small town in Oregon. The Strangers, Chapter 1, directed by Rennie Harlan. Maya, played by Madeline Petch, and Ryan, played by Froy Gutierrez, are a young couple driving from New York City to Oregon in a fancy new SUV. Maya is a young architect aiming for a position at a Portland firm, and Ryan says he's willing to relocate if she gets the job. They've been together for 5 years, and things are looking good. Until they turn off the highway for a bite to eat and find themselves in an isolated town called Venus, Oregon. GPS doesn't work here, and Wi-Fi and telephone signals are intermittent at best. And the people all seem like extras from the movie Deliverance. When they come out from the local diner, their car, mysteriously, isn't working anymore, says the mechanic. We gotta wait for parts to come back from the city before we can fix it. So they're forced to spend the night at an Airbnb, a little cabin in the woods, isolated even from the town. It's a creepy place filled with scary old things like record players and a piano and a chicken coop out front. Ew! Well, so they're disturbed by a loud rapping on the door by a young woman in a hoodie, her face obscured. But when the girl leaves, everything seems kind of normal again. So, like the sensible couple they are in a horror movie, he drives back into town, leaving her alone in the cabin to smoke a joint. That's when things get really scary. A man in a mask keeps sneaking up on her and spying on her, but he disappears as soon as she turns around. There's no one there. Eventually, though, she discovers it's not her imagination. There are three sadistic killers chasing her and Ryan all over the place. One of them holding a giant axe, the other with knives and cleavers and stuff. They're all wearing masks. One has a burlap sack with a face drawn on it. There's a baby doll mask and one that looks like a 1920s flapper. Can Maya and Ryan somehow escape these scary people and get away from this awful little town? Or will they just die? The Strangers, Chapter 1, is a Cabin in the Woods horror movie. Now, Cabin in the Woods movies are a subgenre I really like, a horror subgenre. And the acting is not bad. Madeline Petch is Blossom from the TV series Riverdale. You can sympathize with the two main characters. And it's even a little bit scary in a few parts. But there's something wrong with this movie. It's non-stop deja vu. I mean, it's like a collage of scenes blatantly stolen from countless other horror movies. I've seen all these masks before. I've seen the guy with the axe before. The wooden house, the chickens. It's like they don't even try to think up something new. I'm tempted to blame this on AI, but I don't know. I think this is written by lazy writers. It doesn't even make sense. Do the killers just wait around for hapless strangers to wander in at random so they can put on the stupid masks and then terrify them? And if so, why? The title should tell you something. It's chapter one in a potentially endless series, so don't expect it to explain anything. Maybe that comes in chapter 19 or 20. It certainly didn't come in this chapter. I actually was looking forward to seeing this movie because it's directed by the Finnish director, Reni Harlin, who's a big name in the 90s for classic action thrillers like Die Hard 2 and The Long Kiss Goodbye. These are good movies, but The Strangers is so deeply stupid, it tarnishes his reputation. Limbo, directed by Ivan Sen. Travis, directed by Simon Baker, is a police detective in South Australia. He has buzzed hair and beard, aviator-style glasses, and tattoos all over his body. He's also a junkie. He carries his paraphernalia wherever he goes. This time, he's been sent to the outback to investigate a cold case about a girl named Charlotte who disappeared 2 decades earlier. The police never caught the actual criminal nor find the missing girl. Maybe because she's Aboriginal. So Travis pokes around for clues. Unsurprisingly, the locals are not impressed. Charlie, played by Rob Collins, Charlotte's brother, had been blamed for her disappearance. He just tells Travis to F off. Emma, played by Natasha Wanganeen, the waitress in the town diner, wants to help him, and I think she likes having Travis around. And the 3 kids she takes care of also want to find out what happened to their aunt, Charlotte. And then there's Joseph, played by Nicholas Hope, a sketchy old guy who lives in a cave and who used to run dodgy party nights with a friend for teenagers. He denies any involvement, but seems to know an awful lot. Meanwhile, Travis is stuck there till they fix his car. He's forced to drive around in an ancient jalopy. Can he get the locals to talk? Will he ever discover what happened to Charlotte and why? And as he discovers deep, dark secrets, will the people there end up better or worse? Limbo is a detective drama about an old mystery. It's a slow burn, very slow, in fact, more like a revelatory drama than a mystery. It deals with dark secrets and the pervasive class divisions and racism toward the indigenous people there. It takes place in the lunar landscape of an area in Australia once exploited for opal mines, with deep tunnels drilled into the ground and hills made up of the rubble they dug up looking for those opals. The hotel he stays in has walls drilled into the earth. Everything is dirt, sand, rock, and hot, hot sun. The people all seem to live in caves or mobile homes. This indigenous Australian director, Ivan Sen, is also the writer, producer, cinematographer, editor, even the composer of the soundtrack. So it has a completeness and wholeness about it, the work of a single mind. It has amazing panoramic views, all done in black and white. Production design and aesthetics of the film, the sets, the costume, the cars, it's all very cool. And great acting, too. So if you want to catch a moody, noirish drama under a bright summer sun, I think you'll like Limbo. The Strangers, Chapter 1, opens theatrically this weekend. Check your local listings. Limbo is now available on VOD. That's video on demand. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM at my website, culturalmining.com.